The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. And I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Morning, everyone. Let's start by praying our prayer for vocations. It's in your order of worship, too. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Let us ask God to give worthy priests, brothers, and sisters to his holy church. O God, we earnestly beseech thee to bless this diocese with many priests, brothers, and sisters who will love thee with their whole strength and gladly spend their entire lives to serve thy church and make thee known and loved. Bless our families, bless our children. Choose from our homes those who are needed for thy work. Mary, Queen of the Clergy, pray for us. Pray for our priests and religious. Obtain for us many more. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Once again, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
I've been kind of floating on a cloud all weekend just because of a great experience this past Friday night in the middle of my staycation, I might add. We gathered together at the concourse downtown, a pro-life community that were there to support two great institutions in our diocese, Our Lady of Hope Clinic, that does all that it can to offer medical services for those who can't afford it, and also the Women's Care Center, which was actually built just across the street from Planned Parenthood. I always like to add there that that actually, the thought of having a Women's Care Center came right after we decided to do the Stations of the Cross at Planned Parenthood for the first time, after we had done it here and vanquished the strip club. So Planned Parenthood didn't close, but it's gonna soon. But Women's Care Center was conceived only days after we did that Stations of the Cross, and then it was built. And I have the honor of being the chaplain for Women's Care Center. But there we were. I actually walked into the ballroom, and there was Bishop Marlino. So I went over to say hello to the bishop. And he says, oh, good to see you. How's your staycation? I think he knows too much about me. I said, what else do you know? No, I'm just kidding. But it was a great night. And but one of the things that really struck me about that night was when it was all over, a handful of people came over and said, we should do a picture with the St. Mary crowd. And I looked over and I saw like five or seven people. I said, yeah, come on over. And so we got over by the wall, and the five or seven people came, and then five more, and then five more, and five more, and five more, and five more, and five more. All of a sudden, we had this horde of people there, and realized that, I'm exaggerating slightly, but it was like half the ballroom was filled with St. Mary's people, And I just was so filled with gratitude and warmth and love, not only for those who were able to make it that night, because I look out right now and some of you couldn't make it, other ways that you're doing all that you can to usher in the culture of life in whatever way that you have. And again, I'm so very proud of my St. Mary's of Pine Bluff family. And I began to think, too, that, you know, what is it, I think, that makes this place special? And I think it is because, you know, a lot of people will use terms like fanaticism, even, or extremism. I like to use the word extravagance, okay? I mean, that's, when you boil it all down, that's really what it's all about. Who or what are we offering our extravagance to? Okay, and I look out again and all of you gathered here, of course everybody that was at the last two masses, and I just go, how wonderfully extravagant you are in offering yourselves, your very lives, for God and for the causes, the necessary causes of our times. And that comes from a place that says, you know, this religion that we have of ours is not just about what we're doing here this Sunday, you know, getting our obligation in, but it's who we are. It's who we identify as. I mean, I don't know about you, but of all the readings in the Bible, I mean, I just love to come back to this one from St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called children of God. I mean, that's awesome. And we'd find out later that, you know, to point out the love that Christ has, he's our good shepherd. He's not a hired man, you know, who's just in it to get a paycheck. And so when the wolf comes, he leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters him. That's not our God. Nor is it anyone gathered here today. You know, that you treat this, in other words, like a job. You're punching the clock to get your obligation. No. And unfortunately, that, if we're not careful, can get into us. And so that we offer extravagance in every other place beside God. But that's not what's on display here. Now, I kept thinking, and I spent last week in my staycation tearing into the book that I've always wanted to write last year and a half. And I got a great, great start on it. But in it, I talked about one of my favorite quotes, and it comes from Bishop Robert Barron, where he's pointing to what's going on in Africa. At the turn of the last century, not this one, there were like 9 million Catholics in Africa. Now there's 500 million Catholics in Africa. What's going on there? And he says this. He says, because what's on display there is robustly supernatural. I mean, they believe in miracles. They believe in the power of God. They believe in healings. They believe in offering reverent and sacred worship, masses. They believe in the power of God. And people want to be a part of that because it calls us to a higher place as children of God. We're called to make a difference in this world by the power that God gives us. I heard like 80 confessions during the last Mass, and at this Mass, I had to tell that long line back there, just kind of number because we got to get Mass started. But, you know, that's another indicator that you know that you know that we don't want to be outside of the sheepfold. We don't want to walk out of that sheep gate and be out in amongst the wolves. I've told people this before, but you know, one of the great reasons among many is that I built a confessional in my foyer of my rectory, and I offer here as much as I can, is because I literally panic when people are outside of God's presence, His life, the verdant pastures, the restful repose, right? Because it's dangerous out there. And we're easily swayed as well. You know, here we are in this church, and we do our best, don't we, to try to offer God due reverence. It's due Him. But it also reminds us that this is important. This faith of ours, this relationship with our Father as we are called children, it's important. And I'm not just your paid boss or something, right? Or I could care less of all the falsehoods that the world is trying to indoctrinate us into, literally taking us and pulling us outside of the meadow and into the dangerous world of the devil. If I wanted to be popular, you know, I would do Mass the way everybody does instead of the way I know our bishop wants us to do it. Don't we know that in the last few years he says, do ad orientem, you know, put the Blessed Sacrament in the center, you know, kneel and receive on the tongue. How about doing the St. Michael prayer? What an amazing guy he is. But see, he's not in this for a paycheck. He's in this for love. He's a shepherd that knows that the strength of our prayer matters so that we are always elevating our game so that we're not easily swayed. No! Adult men should not share a bathroom with little girls. No! Little defenseless babies should not be killed in our mother's wombs. He says that. We say that. Because the world, if we're not careful, will convince us otherwise. And then what happens? We're making a choice. I want to live as the way the world lives, not as the way God wants me to live. And so I'm making a choice to walk outside that sheep gate and to live with the wolves. We can't do that. We can't do that. And so we need to stay strong. We need to stay strong as the children of God. It's hard in our times. Maybe the hardest of all times because, you know, of the ease of all the information that we're getting that's trying to talk us out of being children of God. It's hard. When Thanksgiving dinner with family members ends up being a raucous debate, at least. Because you're not choosing to live as we're choosing out here in the world. How dare you? It's hard. It's really, really hard. And so if we're not strong in the supernatural power of grace, we're not going to make it. And so, yes, go to confession often. If you see me in the street, tell me to pull over. Whatever it takes, right? I'm panicked. I love you so much. I'm not in this for a paycheck. I'm in this to get us all to heaven. And it's hard. And it's impossible under our power. It's only possible under the power of God. Yes, go to confession. Yes, pray with all due reverence when we come here for Holy Mass. Yes, pray with your families. Talk about God. Bless your children. Talk positively in your families. My brothers and sisters, for such a time as this, you and I were set into existence. For such a time as this, this is under our watch. This is under our watch. Are you capable or are you willing to say yes, not to the world, but to God? How blessed it is that we are called his children.